This weekend we'll feature eight, count 'em, eight NBA first-round series here to preview the unabridged postseason following the truncated 2011-2012 NBA regular season is Henry Abbott of ESPN's True Hoop. Henry, San Antonio very quietly went on a late-season run that earned the Spurs the top spot in the West. They will take on Utah starting tomorrow. 15-year veteran Tim Duncan is still on the San Antonio squad, but this is not exactly your Spurs team of old, is it?
No, not at all. They feature a lot of young players, and I love how this is developing because there's been a little bit of a snide reaction to the Spurs through the years where they've gotten credit as the smartest team that drafts the best and makes the best coaching decisions, but their competition would typically say, yeah, we would look that smart if we had Tim Duncan, too. The memo with this team, though, is they don't really have that Tim Duncan. They don't have the legend who just solves every problem, and yet they're still the best team in the West, which is amazing and a tribute to GM R.C. Buford and head coach Greg Popovich, who put together an amazing team that I think is probably the favorite to win this year's title.
Oklahoma City is favored by some to win the title this time around, so is it beneficial to the Thunder that they're matched in the first round with last year's champion Dallas Mavericks?
Not the same Mavericks team, because they made a calculated risk to let Tyson Chandler go. He was their defensive anchor, and now he's really doing a wonderful job of that for the Knicks. So expectations are a little lower in Dallas, but that said, there's a history of teams specifically that have won championships underperforming in the regular season and then turning it on in the playoffs. And I talked to one very smart basketball insider who told me quietly yesterday that he thinks the Mavericks will win this series, but he's in the vast minority on that.
The two other Western Conference series pit the Lakers against the Denver Nuggets and the Clippers against the Memphis Grizzlies. Which L.A. squad do you like in the early going?
These are the two dogfights. Of all the first-round series, these are the two that are hardest to pick. The Lakers are generally considered to be better than the Nuggets. However, the Nuggets will try to exhaust the Lakers in the high altitude of Denver. So that's a toss-up of a series. Should be very exciting. And Memphis Clippers, nobody knows who's going to win that series. Memphis has all the underdog points in the world because they beat the top-ranked Spurs in the first round last year, and everybody remembers that, and they seem very scary. And the Clippers, on the other hand, have Chris Paul, who has a history of doing just about everything right in the playoffs.
In the East, Philadelphia guard Evan Turner backpedaled a little bit after he said the 76ers would be better off playing Chicago, the number one seed in the first round, rather than playing number two Miami. Was he right?
Well, you never want to get your name on the bulletin board, right? So he needed to backpedal. They're going to lose whether they play Chicago or Miami, by far the two best teams in the East. I think that they might have a little bit of an advantage over Chicago in comparison, only because Chicago star Derrick Rose is a little bit gimpy.
The Bulls and the Heat have garnered most of the attention in the East, but should more attention be paid to the Pacers currently matched up against Orlando?
The Pacers have maybe the easiest first-round matchup, ironically, because they're playing Orlando, who is without their best player, Dwight Howard. So they've been very good the last month. And they'll win the first-round series easily, but I still don't see how they're going to beat Chicago or Miami. It's the challenge for every team in the East.
Henry, much has been made of the effect of the 66-game regular season and the effect that it had on the players in terms of injury and preparedness. Will this continue to affect teams as the playoffs progress?
No. I think that, by and large, the big issue was just number of days off between games, and now, for the first time in this NBA season, that will revert to normal. For all the upset over the missed games, the lesser-told story of that was people who don't care about the NBA weren't upset. So, surprisingly, although the narrative has been a little negative, the reception has been spectacular.
Henry Abbott writes about basketball for ESPN's True Hoop. Henry, thank you very much for joining me.